Tech Talk with Jess Kelly.
Thanks to Vodafone Business. With cybersecurity solutions from Vodafone, your business can hack off the hackers. See vodafone.ie/business.
This is News Talk.
Yeah, you're very welcome along. Coming up over the next hour, in the week where China's DeepSeek shook the US tech landscape, we'll take a closer look at how they managed to deliver such a platform for a fraction of the cost of those from the US and the data privacy concerns with the service. Whoop will join me to explain how it works, understanding the data and boosting your recovery score. Plus, the MD of Dell in Ireland will look ahead to tech trends for 2025. As always, you can email the show techtalk@newstalk.com, or you'll find me on Instagram at JessKellyNT. We're going to start this week, though, with Whoop. I mentioned it recently, but it is now my wearable of choice. I made the decision before Christmas to move away from a smartwatch, not because I didn't like it or I wasn't getting the benefit from it, but something shifted in me whereby I didn't love the notion of having my emails and my texts so accessible on my wrist. And I know we can turn those functions off, but there was still the temptation every now and then just to dip into the app because it was there. So I've made the move to Whoop, and I can honestly say I haven't looked back. I got a Whoop a number of years ago, maybe like 4 years ago, if not longer. And I will be honest, I wore it for a little while and then I stopped because the data freaked me out. I didn't like that even though I felt like I had a good night's sleep, my recovery score was atrocious. I wasn't reaching my strain target because I didn't know how to do that. I wasn't as active as I am now. And it just caused a host of issues for me within myself, where I'm a goody two shoes, I like following the rules, and for whatever reason, I just couldn't get it working in my brain. But now, at the end of 2024 and in 2025, thankfully, I'm much more active than I was. And I bothered to understand how it works and what the data means. If you are in a similar boat, if you've seen people wearing them, if you've seen the advertising, but you don't fully get the point or the purpose or whatever it might be, I have some good news. The VP of Global Marketing at Whoop, Brian Curtin, is with me now to talk us through every element of it. Brian, rather than me doing a garbled explanation of bits of information that I've picked up from here, there and everywhere, can you just introduce those who may not be familiar with Whoop to the concept and how it differs from a traditional smartwatch?
Sure. So Whoop is a health and fitness coach. It's a wearable health and fitness coach on a mission to unlock human performance. We track key physiological data like heart rate, blood oxygen, respiratory rate, heart rate variability. But we aim to serve our members with actionable guidance and coaching to help achieve your health and fitness goals.
Yeah, and I suppose that's the key point of difference. I mentioned this to you before we came on air, but you know, when I started wearing Whoop a number of years ago, I had it on my right wrist, and on my left wrist was a smartwatch, and my smartwatch would give me, you know, fireworks when I hit 10,000 steps. And Whoop sometimes would say that my recovery rate was quite low and my strain wasn't, you know, where it should be. And I guess I didn't fully understand and appreciate what that data meant and also how I could impact it. So you can you just explain those two key metrics? So the strain and then the recovery.
Yeah, I can, of course. So, I mean, I think it's a problem in the industry at large that there's so much data tracked from these wearable devices, but consumers don't know what to do with the data because data without insight, it's just numbers. So, you know, our focus is about taking that data and providing actionable insights and guidance, not just displaying that data. So the three, the core pillars of Whoop is strain, which is a measure of your cardiovascular output, recovery, which is a read on how ready your body is to perform in any given day. Sleep, which is exactly what it says in the tin, it is a measure of not just how long you're sleeping, but also critically a read on the quality of the sleep you're getting. And then stress, one of the newer features on Whoop. It measures and distinguishes between physiological stress and that physical strain. So it helps users understand their body's response to different stressors. And you know, we also offer some stress relieving interventions like breathwork protocol, etc. But the personalized nature of the product is one of the things that really helps us stand out versus the competition or the competitors in the market. Measuring people against arbitrary numbers like, you know, 10,000 steps, etc., is, you know, can be motivational in the short term, but what we find is members aren't achieving their health and fitness goals in the longer term. People are wearing these things for months and eventually they look in the places that matter to them, whether it be the mirror, the scales, the bike, your PB time, whatever it is, and they're kind of the same person as they were when they put it on first day. Whoop doesn't measure you against a random number. The first 30 days experience on Whoop is all about calibrating the data to the individual member. So actually the first 7 days you get very little from Whoop as the system really reads where your baselines are. And it's not until 30 days in where you're getting the full Whoop experience. It's benchmarking you against you so that when you wake up from a night's sleep or after a couple of hours exercise, we're giving people a score in terms of how you're performing versus your own body. You know, the story I was only telling recently, one of the guys in the team, he's an inter-county footballer for County Meath, and Jess, this guy's a tank in his mid-20s, right? And you're talking to early 40s dad bod central here, right? If we both went out and did a 5K run, for Ronan, he'd go out and he does that before breakfast and he's only warming up. But for me, I'll be honest, it's a pretty good workout. And so if I was wearing another competitor's product, it would tell me I ran 5K and I did a certain number of steps and I did it at a certain pace. But Ronan will get the exact same data. In fact, he's probably ran it faster than I have, right? But the thing that really matters to us in terms of helping people unlock their best selves, for me, it would tell me that I've had a good workout, whereas Ronan is only warming up at that point. So really personalizing that data to the individual so that we can help guide people whether they want to sleep better or manage their stress or lose weight or, you know, get fitter, whatever it is. The core of that is benchmarking against themselves so that we can give people a coaching based off of individualized insights and data.
Yeah, and from my own experience, what I found is that now that I understand the data that bit more, I find it more beneficial. And also, I was sort of thinking about what's the why? So what is my why for wearing Whoop? And what I've come down to is it's not necessarily about weight or movement or anything like that. It's more just about helping me listen to my body because I'm not great at that. I can keep going and keep going. If something needs to be done, I'll get it done. But I find when the data is given to me on the app, but also when the AI coach gives me tips and tricks to best either mind myself or push myself, it's almost that tap on the shoulder saying, listen, you overdid it yesterday. You were on the go all day. Why not take it a bit easier? So it's not always about, you know, pushing yourself to get that bit further. And I actually find that more encouraging, and I'm more inclined then to listen to the good and the bad because I do feel it's a bit more mindful.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, the origin story is pretty interesting. Our founder and CEO, Will, developed Whoop, or he actually says he didn't realize he was starting a company at the time, but he was a serious athlete at college, and he tried the wearables at the time. We're talking 2012 now at this point. You think it's pretty early days in wearables. But he had a problem with overtraining. He was wearing wearables and it was counting what he was doing, but what he recognized was that there was nothing in the market really giving people a steer as to how their body was in terms of whether it's a day to push yourself, as you say, or it's a day actually you should take it easy and maybe hit the sauna for 20 minutes if you can. It's really that idea of being able to understand your body is the core use case of Whoop. And then, it's applied to the individual depending on their own goals. Whoop Coach, you mentioned the AI component. That's an interesting innovation in the last 12 or so months. It's a first of its kind partnership with OpenAI or ChatGPT, as most people will know it. And it's a conversational experience built into the app. Really meets members where they are on their health and fitness journey, and it allows members like you and I to ask questions and get tips and create workout schedules and nutrition guidance and things like that, all from that data. So it's all about making sense of the data, and being able to serve better guidance to the individual, depending on their own goals.
Yeah, I love that it's using the ChatGPT or OpenAI technology because it understands the context of my question. So if I get my summary of, like today, for example, I didn't sleep great last night. I had a busy day yesterday, so my recovery is down. And so it gave me my summary, but then I went back and said, okay, so what do I need? Like, how can I improve my resting heart rate for the day or whatever it might be? And it understands the context in which I'm asking the question rather than me saying, my resting heart rate is X. How do I get it to Y? It's just a very natural way to interact with it.
Yeah, absolutely. And the more data you feed in, the more insightful the answers will be back to you. So one of our other features called the journal, it's creates a feature within the app when you opt in where you indicate behavioral choices that you make every single day. So there's a huge list of options where you basically select your whether it be nutrition in terms of X and Y supplements, or if you've had alcohol or traveled on a plane or slept in your own bed, use an eye mask. There's hundreds of these options that you choose the ones relevant to you. And then every day when you wake up, you do a simple yes, no, as to yes, I took that supplement, yes, I did an ice bath or whatever it is, or drank alcohol. And it begins to serve you back insights based around those choices that you make. So the first thing that people instantly recognize is just how bad alcohol is for you. So it's very clear that it's poison, right? Because it tanks your recovery, and you see that in terms of the impacts to your sleep quality and your recovery. And Whoop feeds that back to you because effectively, when you put those, when you add those inputs into your Whoop data, the correlations happen behind in terms of when you make these choices, this happens to you. And so, it helps members identify those behaviors, whether it be your eye mask, your sleep mask, or a supplement, and it begins to guide you through your physiological data as to what the impact is in your on your body. And so it helps our members create protocols to help you be ready when you want to perform. What's really interesting to me is that back in 2012, when Will came up with the original concept of Whoop, he was really building a product with the aim of having it as high a quality a product as possible. Such high quality, if he wanted the best in the world to wear it. And so he created this product in the early days for professional athletes, and it worked. In the first 100 athletes, LeBron James and Michael Phelps were in there wearing the product, and really validated those early moves, I guess, from a product perspective. But over the course of time, what we've recognized, or what the business recognized, is the features and benefits that the world's best athletes enjoyed out of Whoop were just as applicable to an everyday person, not just aspiring athletes and young athletes, but actually executives. Or, I'll be honest, me as a dad, I'm a better dad when I'm in the green. I'm a better professional when I'm in the green. I'm a better leader to my team when I'm in the green. And so being empowered to make the choices, whether it be my sleep protocol or, drinking less alcohol or training at the right time of the day, enabling me to be ready to perform on the days that I want to, it enables me to get the most out of life.
Yeah. And what I love about it, though, as well, is that although this might sound zero crack for people who've never tried it, even if you do go out on a Saturday night and you have a few drinks, the AI coach will explain to you what you need to do to get back on track. And, it'll tell you to drink a bit of water, to make sure you're getting plenty of sleep. And so there's always a road back. It's not a case of, oh, well, you've done it now. You're goosed for life. It's that thing of educating you on a day-to-day basis, depending on lifestyle factors. I wore it when I was in America recently, and obviously with time zone shifts and all the rest, it completely put my body out of kilter. And although I felt fine, Whoop was telling me that, give yourself a bit, like pace yourself back in because your body clock is a bit all over the shop and so on and so forth. And it's that education piece that I think really makes this stand out from other wearables that I've tried anyway, for sure.
Yeah, for sure, for sure. Yeah, whether it be after a night out with your friends, or the great use case you just referenced there, intercontinental travel, especially, jet lag is really challenging to people, and having an understanding as to, well, maybe you do need to sleep that bit longer, or, whether other guidance that comes with it, helps you recover as quickly as possible and bounce back to be at your best.
Can you just explain how the model works from, a signing up point of view? Because again, in comparison to other wearables, when you go out, you can buy one off the shelf and that's the extent of it. Once you've paid your money, you've paid your money. How does the pricing model with Whoop work?
Sure. So another key differentiator is our business model. So it is a subscription, and there's varying options you can sign up for. You can sign up just a rolling monthly, which comes in at 30 euro a month, or you can pay 12 months up front for 264. We also, by the way, have a free 30-day trial because we know that people don't really get it until they try it. And when they try it and they see the benefit of it, we really believe that people will see the value in the investment that they're making in themselves. If you don't like it after 30 days, you can send it back, no questions asked. But the most powerful thing, Jess, about the subscription model is it fundamentally changes our relationship as a business with our members, because it's no longer the case that we just, get the new product out the door and we sell as many as possible and we move on to the next thing. Because we're a subscription, we have to be continually innovating and introducing new features like Coach, like Stress Monitor, that didn't exist when the Whoop 4.0 came out, because we have to fight for people's loyalty on an ongoing basis. And it completely changes the relationship, I guess, that our product team have, and the need for us to continually serve value to the members, because people have a choice at every point that they can choose to move on to something else or take it off their wrist. I think that there's a really interesting cultural difference within Whoop, really putting the member. We don't even call them consumers, the members at the heart of the decisions that we make.
Yeah, that's something that I have really noted, in that I haven't changed the physical sensor part. Now I've got a few of the straps, and I like to change the straps depending on whether I'm, going for a run or if I'm going out for dinner or whatever it is. I like being able to change the straps so it looks as inconspicuous as possible, or it's one of those nice sports straps so it doesn't get sweaty and gross. But I do like that the device just works, and it's the software that changes rather than the hardware.
Yeah, absolutely. That's the product. The thing in your wrist, the hardware is really just a sensor. It's designed, it's one of the other key differences that people spot straight away is there is no screen. We believe in minimizing distractions and encouraging a mindful approach to wellness. This is all about collecting accurate data to feed the experience within the app that can then serve you those actionable insights that we mentioned earlier.
My final question is Whoop just for those who either like me are trying to build up their running or are professional athletes or athletes, or is it a good companion device for somebody who wants to get better insights and understanding into their overall health and make those gradual improvements?
It definitely started as a product for people that are serious athletes. Since the start of the business and as the value proposition changed and the features evolved, there is huge amount of value within the product for people that want to understand their body better and, we say unlock their potential. I really mean it when I say that I, as a professional, as a leader within my business, or even just as a dad, when I am in the green, when my metrics are positive, I show up better, both physically but mentally. I'm more present. I'm clear thought, and it has, enabled me as someone that's definitely not an aspiring athlete or a professional athlete, to unlock, I guess, my best potential. Whoop isn't for everybody, and I think that's okay. I think if you're somebody who needs to, be motivated to get up and maybe you're starting your ultimate goal is a 5K. I think there's other ways to be motivated and get up and move. I think Whoop is for people that are really aiming to unlock their full potential, whether it be physiologically or mentally. I think it's ultimately for people that are motivated and want to understand as much as they can about their body and the relationship between decisions that they make in their lifestyle and their sleeping habits, etc., and really understand their body so that they can live to their best potential.
Yeah, well, I have to say it has been a game changer for me over the last wee while, and I can't see a time when I'm not going to wear it, to be completely honest. And that is purely based on the insights and also the education piece. That for me is the big thing. As you said at the top, getting data is amazing, and fair play to all the data gathering devices, but anything that can help me understand and also give me prompts to make educated decisions on the back of that data is most welcome. But I'd love to know from you or hear from you. Have you got a Whoop? Have you tried it? Have you considered it? You can email me techtalk@newstalk.com. But for the moment, Rhian Curtin, thank you so much for joining me here on News Talk.
Thanks, Jess.